Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, giving us another opportunity to bring to you his great holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but Yah is the savior of the world. And once again, I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you on this great, glorious, and honorable day, even this fourth day. And it is not a coincidence, by no stretch of the imagination, that we will be speaking today on the fourth beast, seeing that we are on the fourth day. And not only are we going to speak on the fourth beast, on this fourth day, it's not a coincidence that it is the 4th of July. And what will we be dealing with concerning the fourth beast? What we will deal with is independence on this day, July the 4th. That is celebrated every day by the people of America. So there's a lot to cover, but we're going to try to do it. Of course, I want to make it crystal clear that celebrating your independence, your freedom, and that's what independence is. They're celebrating the United States of America is celebrating their freedom or independence from England. This is the time, this is the day in which they became free. And I remember the day in which our people who were down in Egypt became free. And this is something that all free people should truly love and respect. They should love and respect their freedom. If they love and respect their freedom, then that should compel them to love and respect other people's freedom. Not to do so, hypocritical. Not to do so is an abomination. For the Creator lets us know a false balance is an abomination. So we will deal with the independence of this country. And even though many of our people, many of them will be celebrating the independence of this country, when in fact, they were not free at the time that America received their independence. They were slaves. This is what they were termed to be, a slave. And when you term to be a slave, there's many things that you cannot do as a slave that you are able to do as a free person. America was free. And they did the things that free people can do. Own property. Buy and trade. And the most important thing they can do, they were able to get as high as they possibly could socially, economically, spiritually, and in every way they were able to climb to great heights as a result of their ability to be free. And there were no laws that would hold them back, but not so with the blacks of America, because they were not free. They were held back to climb and reach any heights at all. And even when they thought they became free, they were not. They found that they were not. But even though that is the history of this country, these are facts, you still don't stop people. You still do not hate on people for celebrating their freedom. The Creator told us this. This is the type of mind he wants Israel to have. First place I want you to read is in the book of, let's go to book of Deuteronomy. This is one of our laws, and you'll read this all over the scriptures. Deuteronomy 16. As I stated before, we're talking about the fourth beast, but I just want to share some things with you. In the book of Deuteronomy 16, and watch what this says. This is just an example of the type of mind that the Creator wanted his people to have. And we'll start reading at the 9th verse, Deuteronomy 16:9. 7 weeks shall thou number unto thee, begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Yahda Elohim with the tribute of a freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahda Elohim, according as Yahda Elohim hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before Yahda Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahda Elohim have chosen to place his name there. This is called the Feast of Weeks. But watch this 12th verse. This is what it says. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, a slave, a servant. And thou shalt observe and do these statutes. And why did the Creator want us to remember that we were a bondman in Egypt? And you'll read this all over the scriptures where the Creator tells, remember that you were a bondman. Why? Because the Creator wanted us to know, he wanted us to remember what it takes to be a stranger, what it takes to be under other people. And if we remember how we were treated and how we're being treated today and how our foreparents were treated, then, maybe then, we will not repeat the actions of other people. Who want to be treated in a manner that our foreparents was treated in America? And here, America would tell us to forget. Tell us we hold on to the past. Tell us slavery been over. Jim Crow been over. The civil rights here been over. Segregation been over. Racism is over. But we know that this is a lie. It's not over at all. And how do we know it? Because we remember how slaves are treated. We remember how servants are treated. They're taken advantage of. They're exploited. They're used. They are misguided. They have the worst education, the worst health issues. Not because they deserve it, but because of their status and how others would treat their strangers that live amongst them. Today, America called their strangers that live among them, they call them immigrants. And do you see how these immigrants are treated? They have the lowest pay wages of all people. They are a people currently today that you had the parents being locked up and separated from their children. And it should sound familiar to blacks who had the same thing done during the time of slavery. But not just during the time of slavery. Back in the 60s, they began to remove the fathers from the home. In other words, the only way women can get in certain benefits and help from the government, the man could not be around, the father could not be around, the husband could not be around. He could not be in the house. And they would even inspect the houses to see who was living there. And thus, the family was totally divided. But this is not how Yahweh wanted us to treat the stranger. This is not how the Almighty wanted us to deal with other people. Look what the Creator tell us in the book of Numbers. Numbers, the 15th chapter. And this is what it says in the 15th verse. It says, one ordinance shall be for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generation, as ye are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. And ask yourself, how are you? Are you a people that talk about other people? Well, if you're a people that talk about other people, what you think the stranger going to do? Because as you are, so shall the stranger be. If you're people that use other people and mistreat other people and miseducate people and exploit people and discriminate against people and have laws that are racist towards people, then what you think the other people, the stranger, is going to do? Because as ye are, so shall the stranger be. Of course, we got it backwards. How the stranger are, that's how we are. Watch what it says. One law, one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth. So this is how we're supposed to treat one another. So America is celebrating their independence. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Who will hate and have a problem with anybody's independence, anybody's freedom? Surely we wanted our independence and we wanted our freedom. So why would we not want that for other people? Now, we're not celebrating their independence as they would, because it's theirs, it's not ours. As a matter of fact, we're not free anyway. If we were free, then we would not have all the various things that's happening to us today, such as the police brutality that our people are faced with each and every day. This is not happening in other communities, but it is happening to our community. But why? I thought it was one manner of law. Even there, own constitution says they're supposed to treat every man equal. So, where do we fall in that category? We're talking about the fourth beast. Little do people know, America was born in 1607. That's when they were born. And another little known fact that a lot of people don't even have a clue on how to know is this was the fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. And yes, Yah have Sabbaths of years. Our people are not familiar with it because they had never been taught it. And I'm here not only to teach you, but to show you, not only you can know our years, when I say our years, the years that the Creator gave us, but you can also know other people's years. And America was born, according to their own records in history, in 1607. This happened to be the fourth year of Yah's Sabbath of years. This is very significant, very important to know. Now, how can we prove beyond a shadow of a doubt this is so? Well, they just celebrated their 400-year anniversary in 2007. This is how we know. 1607 to 2007. That's 400 years. You got people going around, Israelites and other people going around and say, we've been here. Well, we've been here thousands of years. We've been here longer than 400 years. Well, how are we going to be here longer than 400 years when America is just 400 years old? Now, the Native Americans, they can say they've been here way longer, but not the immigrants that came to this land that ultimately and that became known as the United States of America. So right now, they became 400 years old in 2007. Right now, we are in 2018, and this was 11 years ago. 11 years ago. And that makes perfectly great sense to me. Now, I'm going to show you why it makes sense. Because if you want to know about the fourth beast, there's only one place that you can go and read about the fourth beast. And this is in the book of Daniel. And Daniel will show us things that other people can't show you and other people don't teach about this beast. And we're going to give you some insight on some things. So now in America, it's not just 400 years old. They 411 years old. And this is real important to know. So we're going to get into some scriptures, but let me give you a couple more facts. Another thing you want to make note of, even though America is 400 years old, 411 years old, they received their freedom or independence from England in 1776. So for 169 years, from 1607 to 1776, 169 years later, that's what it took for them to become independent and free from the rulership of England. No longer did they have to live by what the queen said or the king. Now they were independent and they can do as they freely wanted to do. And they did. So all evil and mess and madness that you see is only because that's what they wanted to do. Now they will tell you that this was just them trying to make a more perfect union. Well, you came from a place where it had structure, it had laws, it had a constitution, it had everything, so you would think you would know how to act. But no, not the founding fathers of America. And I won't get into their history right now, but we will one day. But since they're celebrating their independence, we're going to talk positive. And their independence came in 1776, 169 years later. And that's beautiful to me, because then when I looked at 169 years, you will find that The 169th year was the Creator's first year, which means this. His first year represents freedom. It represented freedom for us. When we came out of Egypt, it was the first year. And it was the fifth day of the first year. Although we started coming out on that fourth day, on that fifth day, we became free. It was the first year. Our freedom, the Almighty said, every 50 years, the servants go free. So they never had our Hebrew brothers and sisters. They always look forward to being returned to their own families every 50 years. This 50th year is the order of one. So it makes total sense why this 1776, they began to celebrate their freedom. Today, from 1776 all the way to 200 or 2018, 242 years later, they're still celebrating their independence. And we're going to show you what that means. So let's get into the scriptures. In the book of Daniel, talking about this fourth beast. First thing I want you to see, this may be something that you didn't know. You never heard, you never knew about this fourth beast. And you're going to see that this beast is different than all the other beasts. And this is what it says in Daniel, the 7th chapter, the very first verse. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw my visions by night. And behold, the four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth. And made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And anybody should, to understand this first beast, you should understand this was the first superpower on earth, which was called Babylon. And the very symbol that a lot of people wear, and they don't even have no clue, they don't even know what the symbol means. They got these lions with wings, two wings, and then they got the lion standing on his feet. And they wear this around, and a lot of people got these symbols. And I see a lot of Jamaicans and a lot of Rastafarians and other people with these symbols, and they don't even have no clue what it represents. That symbol is a symbol that represents Babylon. Just like today, modern Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, is a nation of immigrants. The first Babylon was a nation of immigrants. That's who they were. And they was this lion with wings and standing on 2 feet. So when you see these symbols out there, now you know what that represents. Watch what it says. And behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said, thus unto it arise, devour much flesh. And what did this bear represent? Yeah, this bear represented an animal that would just devour. He don't care what it was, he's going to devour. And so these ribs that was in his mouth represented what he would do. And Yah told you who these beasts were. He named them. But their description was one of a beast. The first one was a lion with wings. And like I said, all you got to do is Google that symbol, and you'll see what it is. A lot of Christian organizations use that symbol. Then you got a bear with three ribs in his mouth, symbolizing something that he would devour. Then it says in the sixth verse, after this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leper, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. And you be careful, too, because a lot of these cartoons, they have these beasts that I'm speaking of. Leopards with wings and lions with wings. And so all these things are their symbolism, their descriptions, but they have it in the cartoons and the movies and other things as well, which lets you know if the scripture is given these beast symbolism, and these countries symbolism, and these kings symbolism, then what you think the cartoons giving you? What you think the movies giving you? What you think, if they use these same things, they trying to tell you something. They trying to say something. They trying to give you insight on something. These things are not just done out of nowhere. So when you see these signs, then you know what these people are trying to say to you. Watch what it says in the seventh verse. So those three of the beasts. You got a lion, you got a bear, and you got a leopard. But watch this fourth beast, because the fourth beast was diverse. Watch the third verse again. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Now watch how different this fourth one is. Seventh verse. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful, terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and break in pieces, stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. In other words, this beast had some gigantic big teeth, iron teeth. But they had big, gigantic feet that was stamped the residue. And then it had 10 horns on its head. And watch what it says. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom they were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, now watch this. This is description of that fourth beast. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. So this beast, this fourth beast, didn't look like an animal at all. This fourth beast stood up and had eyes like a man and had a mouth speaking great things. The other beasts, all they did was seen a devour and kill, but this one not only killed, this is not only devoured, this was not only dreadful and terrible, but this beast had a mouth speaking great things. Great don't mean like, man, that was great. No, great mean it was terrible. It was a terrible thing. And watch what it says. We're going to jump right down to the 15th verse because it's going to tell you about these beasts. Because here we are talking about the fourth beast. And little do people know that we today are under the fourth beast. Today, what Daniel was speaking about hundreds of years ago is being played out today. Not only we are under the fourth beast today, but we on July the 4th, which is Independence Day for this fourth beast. 411 years after this fourth beast was born. And we know, if you know anything that I've been teaching, four represents the fourth in Yah's praises. Well, what do you think 11 represents? Well, the same thing. And here we are 411 years later. On July the 4th, under the fourth beast. And watch what it says. Daniel 7 and 15. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast. You see how they just jump to the fourth beast and skip all the other beasts? Because it's the fourth beast that you will come to your final end. It is the fourth beast when Yah said he will get his praises, when Yah said he will return, and when Yah said his saints. You notice it didn't say Israel. It says, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, not the Israelites. Now, why? Now, all his saints will be Israelites. But why the saints? The word saint means those that are sanctified, that are set apart, that are different. In other words, the scripture teach us sanctify Yahweh himself. Not only it tell us that, the scripture teach us sanctify yourself unto Yah. So not only are we supposed to sanctify Yah, but we're supposed to sanctify ourselves. And the word sanctify means separate ourselves. And this thing our people don't want to do. Our people going around saying, you don't have to keep no laws. Then you got other people, many of our people going around acting just like the Jewish people. How are you going to act like a Jewish person, speak like a Jewish person, look like a Jewish person, dwell with the Jewish people, and then call yourself sanctified? That don't make sense at all. Nor does it make sense to celebrate something that you yourself can't benefit from. How are you going to celebrate independence of another country and you're not free? Does that make sense? It will make sense if you were free, then we can all enjoy freedom. But we can't enjoy no freedom and we're not free. That don't make sense. Freedom is not barbecuing ribs. Freedom is not eating some baked beans. Freedom is not eating some corn on a cob and some collard greens. That's not freedom. Freedom is not getting a day off of work. What kind of freedom is that? No, freedom is you should be able to do what everybody else is able to do. They still got clubs that you can't even play golf at. Why? Because you're not free. We don't allow blacks. You have places that you can't even live. Why? Because we don't allow blacks. Things that just because you're black, now you're subject to being killed on the streets. Not by a stray bullet. Not because you're in the wrong neighborhood. Not because you robbed somebody, assaulted somebody, stole something. People that's shooting our people down is the government itself. They just call them the police. But it's the government. Make no mistake about it. It is the government that's doing this. And watch what this says. We're dealing with the fourth beast. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all others. Now, all the other ones were animals, but this fourth beast was not an animal at all. And watch what it says. Exceeding dreadful, whose teeth was of iron, nails of brass, was the devourer, breaking pieces, stamped the residue with his feet, and of the tender horns that were in his head, and now the other which came up, before whom three fell, even of that whom that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld. And the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. And what horn do you think that is? What little horn prevailed against the saints of the Most High? Well, the same horn that got us in captivity. The same horn that's got us as his servants. The same horn that don't even recognize our independence. That they supposed to have signed into law in 1865. And it never happened. They signed it, but it didn't stop the persecution, the exploitation, the discrimination, or the racism. None of that ceased.
This is the fourth beast that prevailed. Watch what it says. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Again, talking about the saints. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And that time, this is just a vision. Don't think this is a past tense thing. No, this is a vision. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth. Tread it down and break it in pieces. Who devoured the whole earth? Who was about to invade Venezuela? And nobody knew. Who went all over the country, all over the world, dropping bombs and got their embassy in just about every country on the earth? Who's that? Who got their military all over the earth? Who's occupying many of the countries around the earth? Yes. The United States of America. The one that is celebrating their independence today, but as for others and their independence, they can't celebrate. And why? Because they are under iron teeth. And what kind of feet was it? Iron teeth, nails of brass, and feet that break it in pieces. Many of the countries are under this type of beast, including us. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them. And tomorrow we'll tell you exactly who these 10 horns are. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue the three kings. And we'll let you know who they are. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. So this beast is the one that had power and control over the whole earth, and particularly the saints of the Most High. And today, he's celebrating his independence, an independence of 242 years from England, from which he came. As I said before, they just a nation of immigrants themselves. Now, why is it so important to understand 242 years later? Well, let me show you. Since the only place you can read about this fourth beast in the book of Daniel, let's read this about this fourth beast. And I may add,
we in our fourth month, correct?
Yeah, this is our fourth month of the Hebrew calendar, which makes perfect sense that we're talking about the fourth beast, July the 4th. Watch what this says. In the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter. Because didn't I tell you that America was born in 1607? They celebrated their 400-year anniversary in 2007. And here we are in 2018, 11 years later. They celebrating once again their independence, their freedom. And who can be mad at them for doing that? Nobody can be mad at them for doing that, but where we become very perplexed is the fact that you don't want to recognize nobody else's independence. You recognize your own. You celebrate your own. You fire all firecrackers and fireworks for your own. But you don't want to recognize nobody else's freedom. As a matter of fact, you are in the way of other people's freedom. And this is the problem that we have. And so what do they want you to do other than fire a bunch of fireworks? They want you to salute the flag. And here it is. They coming up with laws now that if you want to play in the National Football League, you got to stand for the flag. Well, everybody who's standing for the flag ain't free. Everybody who's standing in Major League Baseball, such as many of the Hispanics, they're not free. Look what's happening to them. If that's what you call freedom, they think they come into the land of the free, but then they get over here and get locked up jail and they kids sent all the way to the other side of the country. That's freedom? That's not freedom. But yet, when we watch Major League Baseball, and we see Rodriguez and all the other foreign players knocking baseballs out of the park, making them a bunch of money, they got to salute the flag. What about in the National Basketball Association? They got to stand for the flag, even though they ain't free. They look free because they're making a lot of money, but what has this money did for their own people? It ain't did nothing. Why do you think many of them are protesting? Here we have a black man named Colin Kaepernick. All he did was kneel during the national anthem. That's all he did. Now, why did he do that? Because he wanted to protest the fact that you hear young black people being murdered and shot down in the streets by the government. According to the Constitution of America, you have a right to protest. When America protested their independence from England, they used guns, cannons, rifles, and warfare. How you think they became independent? That's how they won. All Colin Kaepernick did was took a knee. And America said, oh, no, we're not having that. Taking no knees around here. No, we're not having that. We're not having no holding up no fists. We're not having that. We're not having that sitting down stuff. But you got to get your independence, America. You shot off cannons. You shot guns. This is how you got yours from England. This Colin Kaepernick, all he did was kneel. And did not the Creator let us know they will think to change times and laws, and it shall be given into their hand? Here it is. Just because this black man kneeled, now they got a law against it. They got a law against in a National Football League just because this man kneeled, so now you can't kneel. And if you do kneel, you're going to be fined. For kneeling? I thought we were free. That don't sound like freedom to me. And where did he get the idea to kneel? Well, he got that from somebody in the United States Army. Former military man said, look, don't sit down because that's disrespectful. He said, just take a knee because it still demonstrates that you have honor, but you're kneeling for your fallen comrades. So when a military man die, they will get on one knee for their fallen comrade. And so Colin Kaepernick, he started getting on one knee for his fallen comrades. Not to disrespect a flag or a country, but to bring attention to what the country was doing to his own kind. And so now the laws are changed. As the Creator said, the fourth beast will do. Now, 411 years later, let's see what Daniel had to say in Daniel, the fourth chapter. And watch what it says in the 11th verse. Because it's telling you about this beast. Watch what it says. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven. That's how big this tree was and how great it had grown. And the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The whole earth can see this tree. Now, they not seeing this tree because the earth was somehow flat. I know people reading this, it had to be flat. That's how they was able to see this tree. No, this was a vision. And it's showing you the stature and how great this beast became. Watch what it says. The leaves there were fair, the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all. The beasts of the field held shadow under it, and the fowls of heaven dwelt in the bowls thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. In other words, that's how all the various countries, the immigrants, seen America. America is a place where your dreams come true. America is a place where you can reach all your heights. It is the land of the free. But now many people are finding out the truth. They finding out what black people already knew from the beginning, that this land is not the free. This land is a land of oppression. This land is a land that discriminate and exploit immigrants, even though they self was immigrants. But this is how this tree was seen from other places. And watch what it says. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one. came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hew down the tree, cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portions be the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. Didn't I tell you this fourth beast was not a beast at all? The other three were beasts. This fourth was not a beast at all. This was a man. But this man had dominion over the whole earth, and he devoured and stamped like a beast. Now, Almighty said, let this stump that's left from this tree be given a heart. Give him a heart of a beast. Watch what it says. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basis of men, the lowest. The dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, has seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy Elohim is in thee. And of course, Daniel let him know what this meant. And let me tell you, this is what it's meant. And this is what Yahweh do to any king, any ruler. Nebuchadnezzar is just the first one, because you're going to see what he did to this king. Look at what this king, called the President of the United States, is doing. In other words, that big tree that was able to feed everybody, that gave shade to everybody, that was a land of freedom for everybody, a place where it can make other people's dreams come true. And what was their dream? Just to become free. That same place, that same tree, now was not a shelter. That same tree no longer desired to give freedom, to give refuge, to give shade, and to feed anyone that was not theirs. The heart of this beast changed, and now this beast have a heart of a beast, like all the other ones, was just killed and devoured with no compassion, with no thought, with no reasoning at all. When you were asked, why you got to separate the families? We got to do it. But why? We got to do it. They broke the law. Man, it's a misdemeanor, but laws are laws. You got to respect the law. while at the same time they telling you to respect the laws, while at the same time you should be jailed. I heard on the radio a man say, if you broke into an amusement park, that's against the law. You should be jailed. But yet, when the same laws are applied to them, oh, it's a misdemeanor. Yeah, but it's the law. But yeah, it's just a misdemeanor. It's like a dog barking. That's a misdemeanor, too loud. Well, you didn't treat me like it was just a dog barking. But when you commit a misdemeanor, it's like a dog barking. That's how little the law is. But then when I break a misdemeanor, I'm separated from my family. I'm jailed, and they sent across the country. Now do you see the exploitation and the discrimination? This is what's going on. 242 years later, here we are. From 1776, their independence. So let's see what Daniel the second chapter have to say to us. And watch what it says. Daniel 2 and 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron, part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the Elohim of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. It shall stand forever. And why? Because this kingdom got to come down. This kingdom is not feeding no more. It's not helping the poor no more. This kingdom is no longer the land of the free. This kingdom is no longer going around the world helping other people, but they going around the world destroying. They drop their bombs on countries, and these countries never, ever become viable anymore. Now they just nations of poor people that always need help. And watch what it says in the 45th verse. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Elohim hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. And a lot of people don't understand. So let me go back a little bit so you can understand the sins of America on this July 4th, Independence Day. See, when you are independent people, the Creator told us, remember that you was a bondman. Remember that you was under somebody else's authority. And America was under England. But you would think they never been under anybody. The Jewish people was persecuted by the Germans. Hundreds was killed, murdered, and gassed. But you would think this is not a part of their history, the way they treat other people. You see how they treating the Palestinians. Watch what this says. In Daniel 2:36, this is the dream. And we will tell you the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, are a king of kings. For the Elohim of heaven have given thee a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Whatsoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven, have he given into thy hand, and have made thee ruler over them all. Thou art his head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all things shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of a potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. In other words, there's stages of this image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. And it's important to understand this because in the end, Yahweh will destroy all these kingdoms. These kingdoms were sent and set up only and exclusively for a time and a season. And their time is at hand. Their time is at hand. Right now, they're celebrating their 242nd independence. So, in other words, they don't have many years left. They know this. Because now, their crimes are coming up to heaven. And the Almighty said he already coming for his saints. And I pray that you are one of his saints. And the only way you can be one of the saints of the Most High is that you have separated yourself. You have sanctified yourself. The Creator lets us know, just so you can see a couple of things. One is in the book of Psalms 50, something that people don't want to do. And watch what it says. Psalms 50. Since during the time of this fourth beast, the Creator lets us know that he shall return and he shall come back and get a kingdom to the saints of the Most High. Watch what it says in Psalm 50, the fifth verse. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So Yahweh wants his saints gathered together. Now, who is this one that would take on the responsibility of gathering Yahweh's saints together? See, the Almighty he told our people in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. Because he wants everyone that had the individual vision, the individual commitment, dedication to gather themselves together. But also, Yahweh says, gather my saints together unto me. So the Almighty also have someone in the earth that would take it, take the responsibility of gathering Yahweh's saints together. Because many of Yahweh's saints, they are in situations that may prevent their gathering. However, Yahweh make a way out. So Yahweh will make sure that he look out for those who have a desire, who have a commitment, who have a heart, not only to gather themselves together, but gather themselves together, those who made a covenant with him. And Yahweh called these people saints. Going back to Daniel so you can see this. Watch what it says. In the 7th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. The 27th verse. And the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So as we can see, this kingdom will come to an end. How many years do you think is left? We find in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, because I told you right now from the time that America was born to this time is 411 years. And we find that 2 more years from now. Why 2 more years? 2 more years, it will be 2020. And why is 2020 so significant? Maybe because 20 times 20 is 400. And Yahweh said, our people will be here for 400 years. His people. Maybe because Yahweh said, maybe because 20 plus 20 is 40. And 40, according to the law, Yahweh said, don't exceed 40 stripes. So Yahweh don't want us to go past 40 stripes, he's not going to go past 40 stripes. And 400 and 40 all represent the same thing. It represents the very stripes. How'd you get 400? What you think 40 times 10 is? 400. Yahweh said he won't even go past tens. He said we have tempted him these 10 times. He said we searched out the land 40 days. So now we had to stay 40 years in the wilderness. These are these 40 stripes. And in 2020, they will be celebrating their 413th independence. So this is what it says in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hew down the tree, cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, scatter his fruit, let the beast get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. And why? Because when Yahweh returned, this is exactly what he said he would do to Babylon. He will destroy Babylon. And why? Because Babylon had forgotten. It is Yah that ruleth in the kingdom of men. Babylon has forgotten that he once was a bondman, a servant. And Yahweh told us all over the scriptures, remember that we were a bondman in Israel, in Egypt. So today, I hope they don't use their independence to become more arrogant, more prideful, more haughty, more oppressive, but they will remember what Yahweh told us to remember in our independence, in our freedom. Because in our independence, in our freedom, we don't shoot off firecrackers and rockets and bombs in our freedom. In our independence, we let other people go free. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. So do I. Shalom.
Mercy, and it's love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.